This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity has completed 3 years yesterday and achieved significant milestones in transforming the country's infrastructure landscape. This master plan was launched in 2021 to provide multimodal connectivity infrastructure to various economic zones. PM Gati Shakti has integrated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories for planning and executing infrastructure projects. It has achieved a milestone of assessing 208 big-ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The National Logistics Policy under this scheme aims to reduce logistics costs, improve India's Logistics Performance Index LPI ranking to be among the top 25 countries by 2030 and promote data-driven decision-making. The registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme last evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the scheme. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. An intern will receive monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. As per the sources, opportunities are available across 737 districts, spread over 36 states and union territories. The opportunities are spread across 24 sectors, including oil, gas and energy, travel and hospitality, automotive and banking and financial services. Senior leader of the Nationalist Congress Party and former Minister of Maharashtra, Baba Siddiqui, was shot dead in the Bandra area of Mumbai late night. He was 66 years old. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has informed police have arrested two individuals in connection with the incident. Shots were fired at Mr. Siddiqui while he was at the office of his son Zeeshan Siddiqui, the MLA for Bandra East. Mr. Siddiqui was rushed to the nearby Leelavati Hospital with serious injuries, where he later succumbed to his wounds. Leelavati Hospital subsequently confirmed his death. Till February this year, he was in Congress, but later joined Ajit Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi today. The historic visit comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During her week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and interact with Indian diaspora. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. On the first leg of the visit, the President will visit Algeria from today till 15th October. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Abdelmajid Tebboune, and other major leaders. On the second leg of the visit, President Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th October. On the last leg of the visit, President Murmu will visit Malawi from 17th to 19th October. During the visit, the President is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Malawi's leadership and interact with key trade and industry leaders and the Indian diaspora. The three-nation visit by President Draupadi Murmu to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi aims to reaffirm India's strong commitment to further strengthen our existing friendly and cordial relations with countries in Africa. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 133 runs in the third and final T20 international and clinched the series by a margin of 3-0. Chasing 298 runs, the visitors were restricted to 164 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. Batting first, India posted a mammoth total of 297 runs in the stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson scored 111 in 47 balls and hit the fourth fastest century by a batter from a test-playing nation, reaching triple digits in just 40 deliveries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.